One of the hottest banking stocks this year has been Cowen, which shares up 52% year to date. The company is seeing strong results in its M&A business and is having success attracting new talent in a very competitive Wall Street environment. Jeffrey Solomon is Cowen's chairman and CEO and joins us now. Jeff, good to see you this morning here. We can't have the CEO of Cowen on and not ask about the day after the Fed tapering announcement. Do you see this as a potentially disruptive event to equities markets?
So I don't. I actually think that the Fed has done a really great job of signaling exactly what they're going to do. The equity markets just like to know, right? So the more transparency around Fed actions, the easier it is for investors to digest. I think that the Fed chair did a really good job, as he's done throughout this crisis, managing people's expectations. And I actually think it's in the equity markets are going to be fine.
What about the bond markets, Jeff? We've seen a lot of investors plow into financial stocks such as your own, really on the expectations that trading activity in many parts of the business remains strong. How does a Fed taper impact the bond businesses on Wall Street?
Yeah, I mean, we don't do a lot in bonds at Cowen, but I think I spend a fair amount of time managing money. And what I will say is, it's hard to disagree with Rick Rieder's comments that you highlighted earlier. There's a tremendous amount of money out there looking for yield. People have to remember that, you know, we've been living in a world really since the global financial crisis with rates in between 0 and 2%. I don't see that changing, actually, for the foreseeable future. I mean, there'll be a walk back up to something, you know, that looks more like what it looked like before the most recent crisis. But I don't see it getting much more than that because there's just too many deflationary pressures in the world. And so, again, we were doing a great job. The equity markets did a great job. When we were at 2% rate environment, and if we go back to that over time in a very measured way with a lot of transparency, I don't think there'll be a lot of disruption to equity markets.
All right, let's talk some Cowen, because I mentioned the opening. Your stock has been one of the hottest performers within the banking sectors. You have had a lot of success in the SPAC market year to date. What is the outlook for the SPAC market? It has slowed a little bit, but how do you see it from your vantage point?
Yeah, so I actually think that the SPAC market has been around for 25 years. It's just grown a lot in the last year and a half. And so, you know, you've got a significant, really install base of companies that are of capital that's going around looking for acquisitions. There's been a lot of debate over whether that's sustainable long term. I will tell you, for at least the next 2 years, there's going to be a lot of money walking around looking to do a lot of transactions, which is good for us at Cowen. But it's also, you know, I would say, something that has enabled us at Cowen at least to change the nature of the dialogue we're having with companies. So in many instances, you know, we're having many more fulsome conversations around, you know, what to do strategy-wise. And SPACs has opened up an opportunity that maybe other private companies in particular hadn't thought much about before the last year and a half. And so now we're sitting down and having conversations with companies about ways to access capital. We're having conversations about IPOs, we're having conversations about direct listings, and we're having conversations around SPACs. We're also talking about, in many instances, continuing to sell businesses. And so we're seeing the resulting growth in our advisory business as a result of that. So by and large, listen, people have to get their heads around what SPACs are. I don't think it's going away anytime soon. And it's actually been really additive to the dialogue about ways companies can access capital.
Yeah, and just, switching gears just a little bit, you've had another very strong quarter in M&A. What is the M&A pipeline looking like over the next few months?
Yeah, I think it looks pretty good. When we think about the post-pandemic activity of companies, like everybody stalled for a while. And so what you're seeing in the M&A market is just a not really a pull forward, but kind of like all the stuff that should have probably gotten done last year is starting to get done this year. And that's actually a really good thing. Sponsors are continuing to turn over their portfolios at a reasonable clip. And so I think the M&A pipeline, at least from what we're seeing in our own pipelines at Cowen, looks incredibly robust as we head into the year end and then on into 2022. So feels pretty good. And I think that's not uncommon when you have a disruption like the kind of disruption the financial markets had. You'll go through, once that gets solved, and I think it has by and large as it relates to financial markets, you go through a period of time when people do what they would have otherwise done during the big pause.
And to close these deals, ultimately, Jeff, you need the bodies, you need the people, the talent to help find these deals and close them. Take us through your return to office plan, because if I read your earnings call right, your model sounds a lot more flexible than some of your rivals on Wall Street.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody does it the way that they think is right for their own organizations. I will just say, I think in general, people want better life balance. And I say it that way, not work-life balance. You just want better life balance. I think we've all learned a lot about the efficiency and the flexibility of working remotely. And that's not something that organizations like Cowen gave much thought to in a, you know, prior to the pandemic. But now we see people are just generally more efficient when they're not commuting, or they spend time when they're more capable of bringing themselves whole selves to work when they have time to spend with their families and their friends. So I think it's really going to be critical for us as we regather, and I think that's an important thing. This is a business that requires us to be in person more than we have over the course of the past year and a half. But it doesn't require us to necessarily be everybody to be in the office, you know, 5 days a week, 10 hours a day. That probably doesn't work, at least not in the short term. So we'll continue to design things that get people reconnected in person, allow us to do the things that we do that are really important that are in person, maintain the culture, extend the culture, which we think is fantastic here at Cowen, but also recognize that we can allow people to work remotely and sort of have a better life balance. And that's really the theme that we're following here, the path that we're following at Cowen.
One thing the team is also apparently working on, Jeff, is Cowen Digital, your push or incoming push to digital assets or cryptocurrencies. You signed that deal, I believe, over the summer with PolySign. What will you be doing in the crypto front next year?
Yeah, so listen, we don't have a retail business here, so we don't cater to individual investors. And really, the play in cryptocurrency has been largely a retail-driven or individual-driven market. And there have been a few institutions involved, but not very many. And our view at Cowen is the institutions are just getting started. I mean, we've seen this play before, you know, where institutions follow individuals. There's some very real reasons why institutions haven't been involved. One of them is custody. It's really important to make sure that if they're managing money as a fiduciary for other investors, that their assets are safe and sound. And this is why we've invested in PolySign. We actually think it's the preeminent digital asset custodian. And what we can do with PolySign is integrate that into our product offering here so that as institutions begin to allocate capital to crypto, which and digital assets, which we know they're doing, that we can integrate that product in and deliver them a service to which they're accustomed in other asset classes like equities and fixed income. And so we're just following a really good playbook of doing what we do at Cowen, which is catering to the needs of our institutional clients. Digital assets is going to be a big part of their future. And so it's going to be a big part of our future as we head into 2022 and beyond.
Are you in the camp, Jeff, lastly, that regulation for crypto would be good?
I am very much in that camp. I think we've done some amazing things in this country in particular around regulation that allows people to invest in finance and financial assets without what I would call aberrant risk. It's not like we get it right all the time, but when you think about things like the 33 Act, or you think about things that the SEC, the role that the SEC plays, you know, these are really critical roles to making it safe for investors. Doesn't mean that there's not risk. It doesn't mean that they can't lose money. But what it means is there's real rule of law and there's regulation and people are held accountable. And I just think, you know, as we put rails around crypto, you know, reality will sink in and institutions will show up and there'll be more price stability and you'll be able to make better investment decisions without sort of aberrant things that might otherwise occur that could conspire to keep you from actually, you know, making the returns that you deserve. And so to me, regulation is a real positive.